God remembers. Bible thought. And God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant with Abraham. Exodus 2, verse 24, Revised Standard Version. But you promised, don't you remember? We hear those words all too often. Good intentions, quick agreement. Oh, yes, that sounds great. I'll take time to do it. Count on me. But days pass, pressures mount, other activities demand attention. The promise is not forgotten, we say, just postponed for a little while. Finally, we excuse ourselves from the commitment. You do understand, don't you? To truly remember a promise means to honor that vow by doing what was pledged. The wistful expression of our regrets usually means that the promise is being set aside. In the life of Israel, it sometimes seemed that God had forgotten his people. How could God remember and yet allow the Egyptian bondage, attacks by Canaanite armies, Assyrian invasion, and Babylonian captivity? Had God forgotten? No. But the point is that God remembered in his own good time. To say that is not to give up to fatalism. It is to express trust in the God whose memory is larger than human demands or schedules. God remembers as a part of his eternal plan. God is not a jack-in-the-box. He does not pop up every time we turn the handle. God's memory draws our lives into his dependable, ongoing work. Please pray with me. Father, in a world that quickly and easily forgets, we praise you for being the God who keeps your covenant promises. Thank you for the comfort of knowing that you do remember. In Jesus' name, amen.